I guess I'm going to hand the mic and kind of ask some questions of you, and then tell what you think is important if I forget something, and then we'll let everybody else, if anybody has any questions you want to ask, do it. Because the congregation cares, they've supported you, we've been praying for you the whole time too. So let's see, who wants to go first and tell us what this thing was called, where it was, and what was the point, I guess?
We were in Valparaiso, Indiana, which is east of Chicago. We stayed on a college campus. It was really big. It was a lot of walking. But probably one of the most amazing things was the church. The college had a huge church that easily fit. There was just over 1,000 people there, and it easily fit all 1,000 of us. It was really big. We had a great organist who really loved his playing. And so that was really good. We had, when we got there was a divine service, and then we had an evening service. And then the two full days, there was morning matins. And then after lunch, we had vespers. And then after dinner, we had evening service. And then before we went to bed, we had compline, which is a kind of an evening prayer that we did. So there was a lot of church throughout the day. In between that, we had what they call the plenary. Pastor Richards from Gwinner did the first two of them. And that's where they really talked about what the camp was on. So this year was the 500-year Reformation from Luther and the 95 Theses. So that's what the whole camp was based on mostly. So the first two, he really, you know, talked a lot about Luther and what brought him to do this and why he wrote the 95 Theses. And then the last two were done by Pastor Borchardt, who is the president for High Things. So those were mainly on the Reformation and why there's the Lutheran Church now. And then in between that, all the other pastors that were there did sessions on their own things. So we all, y'all got to pick different sessions that you wanted to go to. There was sessions on baptism, just all different things in the church that, you know, you went and sat down for an hour and you got to ask questions. So it was really great part of it. I don't know what everyone went to. We all got to pick our own. What does it mean to be Lutheran? Well, it's important because during that time, there were things being done in the Catholic Church that were not right or did not go with God's word. And so Luther wanted to correct those things and that. And what he did when he wrote the 95 Theses was pretty much just the tip of the iceberg with everything that was going on at that time. There was a big emphasis on mostly, you know, if we're Lutheran, why would we want to be anything else?
Luther just tried to follow the Bible the best way he could, and that's one thing they talked about, was he was just saying that by works alone, we can't be saved, and you just have to have faith that Christ and his grace and his mercy will be enough to get you to heaven. So I thought that was really cool because a lot of churches, you have to do things to get to heaven, which is impossible because we just don't have that. I mean, God had to die on the cross to save us because obviously we can't save ourselves. And I thought that was really cool. So I don't know if that answered the question or not.
Anyone else want to add anything? Otherwise, I want to go down the line and hear about the breakouts if you want to. So, because you probably all went to different ones, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm.
How many did you go to?
Six.
Six? Wow, okay. Can you remember at least a few of them, or the good ones at least?
The best one I went to was, it was called Holy Absolution, three words, two idiots, and one Lord. It really kind of focused on the story where Jesus saved the paralytic man, because when he came in to the, when they lowered him down, the paralytic man, he said, "I forgive your sins." And it's not exactly what you would think would happen when he sees a paralyzed man. But that's what we all just need, is to be saved from our sins, not because of our physical, like, wrongs and stuff, but we have Jesus, and that's all we need to, like, save ourselves.
I went to one that explained the whole Bible in 1 hour, and he actually did a very good job. He went through basically all of the books and what the whole Bible, all of the meaning, I guess.
I went to the one about Mark 2, and I thought that one was really good, how he explained everything. I also went to one about our vocations in life, and that one was really cool, how he said how we all have different vocations, and we all actually have a lot. And I just thought they were all really cool that I went to. I can't really remember how to say anything about them, but I remember that they were all really good about explaining. So
my favorite one was a Lutheran girlfriend, boyfriend, or none of the above. It was about what a woman's role in the church was, basically, and how to have a good relationship, and how to follow the Bible, and how that's okay. Like, you don't have to follow today's world in a relationship. You can listen to your parents, and they do know what's best for you most of the time. And you shouldn't find a guy who, if he's not going to take the bullet for you, he's not good for you. And I thought that was really good, because there's just a lot of girls out there who, or even guys, who get into bad relationships. They don't know how to get out of them, and the person's not good for them, and they don't even see that themselves. And I thought that was so good. And it was by this woman, Sandra. She's one of an organizer for Higher Things. And she's an amazing speaker, and she clarifies everything, and she makes you understand. And she was talking about how women want to be pastors in the church, and how it's okay that a woman doesn't have to be a pastor, and she doesn't have to have a big role like that to make a difference in people's lives. And it's okay to be, how Eve was Adam's helper. And she, when God brought Eve to Adam, and when he woke up after he had created her from Adam, that she said nothing. She was just mystified, like she was just stunned at the amazingness of Adam, and he was stunned by the amazingness of her. And it was just the glory of God and how beautiful his creation was, but that it was so sad that sin had destroyed that. And she also pointed out that when Eve took the fruit from the tree, when she was tempted, that Adam was standing right there, and he could have said something, and he didn't. So it wasn't Eve's fault. It was both of their faults. They both were tempted. They both didn't say anything, and they both fell into sin. And I didn't even realize that he could have said something. He could have stood up for her and defended her and been like, no, we don't need to do this. God said, don't touch, don't take, and don't eat of that. It's not yours. And they did it anyway. And I thought that was incredible. Then, like, wow. And I also went to one, a homosexuality one. That was by Pastor Bocart, and he's the president of Higher Things. And that was really good. That was also about our roles in life and where we belong. It was all really fun. There was a lot of sessions. I don't remember them either. They were all good.
Did you have any fun too?
Yes.
I did do the there was a blacksmithing thing, and I did that, and that was cool.
So throughout the whole week, what I did for fun, hang out with new friends I got. We went to this glow-in-the-dark dodgeball. We had a ping pong championship. We did lots of stuff. Well, we ran around campus. There was an axe throwing, and we did that. I don't know.
Pastor Borchardt was wondering how that one got approved.
It was either that or, like, shooting potatoes, so I don't know. Yeah, there was a blacksmithing. I did that, too, and all around just had a good time. It never boring, always had something to do, so nothing to complain about, I guess. Each day we had, like, 2 hours of free time from 9 to 11 because we had to stay up for compline. And each day I did something different, and I tried nine square with like 300 people gathering around. So I was overwhelmed a little, and I was with my friend Anna. So not that Anna, but yes, your friend. But we were just going around campus and doing stuff, looking at the big sculpture they had, and just kind of one of the days we kind of sat by the chapel and just like were in awe. And just like, this is amazing, because it was just so big, and no camera can show how amazing that chapel was. It was beautiful. And they had a very nice pool, but they wouldn't let us use the diving boards. They also kind of did this at free time, if you wanted to. There was like this big room where you could play ping pong and stuff. And it wasn't very big compared to how many people wanted to play pool and ping pong and foosball. You would think there's so many people, and I kind of complain about how many people there is, but there was a lot of very nice people there. Made a lot of friends. They're all very nice.
Okay, now for each person, single last question. Out of all the things in the whole conference, right, worship each day, teaching sessions and breakouts, big and small groups, and all the fun activities, what do you think was the best part, most memorable and all that? Other than people starting to
make that? The most memorable for me and my favorite part was the worship. My favorite was the evening prayer, because they had this one song that was just beautiful, and having that many kids who actually know how to sing, it just sounds beautiful, and it was like the first day we got there, when like the pastor said, "Oh Lord, open my lips," and then when we was at the back, I was like, "Whoa, this is cool," because there's just so many people, and we're not used to that being here. There's like, what, 50 people? But hearing that much good voices was absolutely amazing. I loved the worship, and there was a lot more worship than I thought there was going to be, but I liked all of it, so yeah.
Well, my favorite part about the worships, I like the evening prayer too. Just basically the whole thing, out of all the worships, that one was my favorite one. Most memorable about all of it was, I guess, all of the worship. It was really fun, and I did like it a lot. The sermons were very good, and like Elizabeth said, there was more than we do have here, and we weren't used to it at first, but I do like having more worship. It is more fun and better, I guess, in a way. More celebration during the worship, I guess. A lot more singing, and the communion took definitely a lot longer, considering how many people were there. But it was fun, and can't wait to go again.
Yeah, the service was really great. I liked the service vespers right after lunch. I really enjoyed those. It was super awesome because, especially like that one right after lunch, people were more awake than in the morning service. And so it was just, one of my favorite parts was the like very last song. It was just like everyone would be singing, you know, everything, but the very last song, everybody just, it was so much more powerful because everybody was singing. Some songs, you know, not everyone was singing, and you could kind of tell. But that last song was always so great. People would end so well on that last verse. But one of my other favorite parts was there was a few deaf people there, and there was a pastor and then a woman that did sign language for every single service and every single plenary. And that was really cool because they, I mean, like our divine services and every service, I mean, it's three services a day. They were all about an hour longer. And they stood up there and did the whole thing for that. And that was really, really cool to see. And it was kind of funny because I guess they couldn't get the microphones to work at first. So when they were doing all the readings, you couldn't really hear what they were saying, even though we were right in front. And so everybody followed the sign language people to know what they were reading because we couldn't hear them. And so it was just funny to hear everybody saying, oh, yeah, I couldn't hear them, so I just watched all the sign people up there so I knew what they were saying. But, yeah, I think everyone pretty much agrees that the service was the best part. It was really great getting to go to church three times a day and just stand there and sing all the different songs and all the psalms and that. We sang all of those, and that was really cool. We got to, just like what we say with pastor, we did it, but with singing. That was really great.
I liked all the services a lot, but some of the songs, they had like drums or something in them.
The drums and violins.
Yeah, and that was really cool sounding. And since it was so big, everything kind of echoed, so it was really cool. And I just really liked all the services. They were really cool.
The worship was definitely the best part of the whole trip, but my favorite part was when we sang God's Own Child, We Gladly Say It. And we learned that in VBS, like one of the first years we started coming to this church, and to hear all those people sing it was incredible. It just made it three times better.
My last question is for everybody. I don't think we need the mic or anything, but is it worth it to go again maybe?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And did we talk about this before you got up here today? Did we talk about answers or anything?
No.
Have I talked to any of you, except for Mary, since we got here?
No.
Okay. Does anybody else have any questions, please? Yes.
Do you feel close to your religion?
Yes. Yeah. Definitely feel like I understand more about it. It's even like going last year.
There's so much that getting to go to the sessions and ask questions.
There's so much that you get to know more about. You know, you see all the names of different sessions and you can read a little bit about what they are, and then you get to choose to go to that, you know, whatever one you want, and that is really great, you know, getting to hear somebody explain all of maybe questions you've had or something you want to understand, and then you get to ask your own questions or hear other people ask something maybe you didn't think of before. So yeah, I definitely feel a lot closer to the church and being Lutheran.
Okay, thank you very much. I was really disappointed that I couldn't go, especially after hearing how much you guys enjoyed it. I hope some of you saw on the Facebook page, I put up a link. You were able to watch live streams of a lot of the services, which my kids were watching too, and I was watching, and some of the plenaries lectures too, which was great. Thank you so much. I think it's incredible to hear that this is now the second year since I've been here that we've gone. And both years it was the same thing. One, they came back saying so much about what they learned, not just about how much fun they had, which obviously you had fun. And that the favorite part was worship. And it was it was out of our hymnal, wasn't it? Matins and divine service like we use, and then some other services.
Same matins that we use.
Same one we use, huh?
Yeah.
And the opening service was setting three like we use, right?
Yeah.
Same worship that we use, maybe on a grander scale with more people and a louder organ, but and that it helps you be participants in our service too. I could hear you guys singing way too loud, I mean wonderfully, this morning. So keep it up. Are you saying that sitting in the front of the church helps people hear better?
Yeah.
Well, they're kids. What do they know, right?
They wouldn't let us be Lutheran and sit in the back.
thank you so much, and thank you to the congregation for all of your support, monetary and otherwise, to help these kids go. And I'm so glad that you were able to go. So go in peace, everyone. Thank you.